The $600 tax headache is officially a thing of the past. Today, April 13, 2026, the IRS provided a sigh of relief for millions of casual sellers and digital wallet users by confirming the IRS 1099-K threshold 2026 is now permanently set at $2,000. Under the final provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill, OBBBA, the government has abandoned the controversial $600 reporting limit that caused years of confusion for peer-to-peer, P2P, app users. This new, higher floor ensures that the IRS remains focused on significant commercial activity while sparing casual users, like those selling a single used sofa or splitting a dinner bill, from unnecessary paperwork. A permanent shift in digital reporting, the IRS 1099-K threshold 2026 serves as a strategic compliance filter. By raising the bar to $2,000, the Treasury effectively reduces the volume of 1099-K forms issued by platforms like Venmo, PayPal, and eBay by an estimated 40%. Non-business protection. The guidance clarifies that personal, non-business payments, gifts, reimbursements, or selling personal items at a loss, remain non-taxable, regardless of the amount. The $2,000 rule. Only users who receive more than $2,000 in gross payments for goods and services within a calendar year will trigger an automated 1099-K filing. High-impact compliance. The IRS stated that this permanent change allows its resources to be redirected toward identifying professional, under-the-radar, businesses rather than auditing individual microtransactions. Why it matters for the 2026 filing season for taxpayers currently navigating the mid-April filing peak. This announcement provides much-needed certainty. The era of threshold flip-flopping is over. IRS statement. Our goal with the IRS 1099-K threshold 2026 is to balance transparency with common sense. We want to catch the ghost businesses, not the college students selling their old textbooks. While the reporting threshold has moved, the IRS reminded taxpayers that all business income is technically taxable from the first dollar. The $2,000 limit simply dictates when the platform is required to notify the IRS.